Joining us now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon and happy Friday, and thanks for having me on.
So the first question I'm going to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, was something I've asked you about last week. Of course, what's the latest involving the investigation into the budget deficit?
So we actually are very fortunate to have Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, DESE, working with us. They've actually had two of their finance folks come to Brockton. So we actually have them at the school department right now helping the finance folks. I mean, at the end of the day, we need to figure out how this happened and then take corrective action so it can never happen again. So we're working, continuing to work with Department of Revenue. We'll have another school committee meeting next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We as school committee, there's seven elected members, myself as the chair, have agreed to have three community members help us when we vet out the external independent audit firm. So, you know, our city finance folks are working with the school folks, and, you know, it's going to continue. And then ultimately, as the mayor, my role is to make sure that we get the answers of how it happened and then make sure we take actions that it never happens again. And that's what I'm going to continue to focus on.
What's the latest on the status of Brockton Hospital?
We were on a call this morning. You know, it's still status quo. They're still actively working. I had my building superintendent, Dr. Jim Plouffe, on. Just Jim Plouffe. And, you know, we are working with them, we meaning the city, working with the hospital folks at Signature. So, again, the goal is to get it operational as soon as possible. They are still working on some of the new electrical. All of that got burnt out. But the status quo is pretty much still the same. Not sure when it's going to be fully operational, but the goal is to do it as soon as we can.
Now, something else I want to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, a little bit more of a national story, but I wanted to know what impact this looming government shutdown could have on the city.
You know, I don't know if it will actually have a true detrimental impact on day-to-day for the city, but I will say for the country it truly will. And, you know, as an American, as a taxpayer, I'm very concerned about that. I hope that the elected folks in Washington come to a resolution. You know, at the end of the day, we are a nation, the greatest nation in the world. So, you know, it's a scary proposition. I mean, you'll have people being furloughed that are federal employees and missing paychecks, and that's not what people want. You know, they want to go to work and get paid so that they can provide for their family. So, you know, it's a wait-and-see approach right now. Again, I'm hoping the folks in Washington get it sorted out in a timely manner.
There's also been another crisis that's been kind of national, but very much an issue here in the state, and that's the migrant crisis. How is that impacting the city?
Well, you know, we do not have a welcoming center. I know they had contemplated coming to Brockton, but as of right now, we do not have a facility in Brockton. The Beacon Hill folks had looked at it, but they have gone elsewhere thus far. But, you know, we are seeing an influx of people coming to the City of Champions. There's no doubt about that. We're also seeing a high percentage of homeless population as well. And, you know, we're seeing some uptick in tuberculosis cases, TB cases as well. So we have a call every week to try to get a handle on it. Lieutenant Governor Driscoll is having a call that we participate on a weekly basis as well. So, again, it's not just impacting Brockton or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's truly impacting the nation, and, you know, we're going to continue to work with it. But right now, you know, my concern is the COVID cases are going up. There's some TB cases going up right now, and, you know, we're doing flu vaccines in the near future as well. So we want to have a healthy winter and fall months, you know, upcoming.
What's the status on the public safety building?
You know, if you drove by right now, you'd be amazed. The old high school is almost down. It's almost down. It's amazing how quick, you know, deconstruction can happen, and it's awesome. So we're going to continue to move forward. Again, Suffolk Construction is going to be building it. And summer of 25, so in 2 years' time, it will be operational. We'll cut the ribbon, and again, it's going to be a state-of-the-art building with four departments: police, fire, IT is going to leave Brockton High, and then BEMA, Brockton Emergency Management, is going to leave the War Memorial and come into this wonderful building.
I also wanted to ask you, Brockton's getting another baseball team.
We are. I am so thrilled. I've been working with Brian Kahn, the owner of the Brockton Rocks, which is the Collegiate Futures League. We will have a professional team from the Frontier League. The name is to be determined, but Brian Kahn is going to be the ownership of both, and he's been a wonderful, wonderful partner since he's taken over the ownership of the Rocks. And I'm a baseball guy. I love baseball. So to have 80 home games at Campanelli Stadium is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a regional approach. So we're going to have people from around New England coming to the city of Brockton, and I welcome that as a lifelong Brocktonian and as the mayor. This is going to be really, really great baseball, great product on the field, and I'm excited.
So it doesn't mean the Brockton Rocks are going away then?
Brockton Rocks are still going to be playing next season. They'll have all their home games, about 28 of them, and then there'll be a total of 80 games with the professional team coming in as well.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.